And we are joined on the line by Lisa from Take the Capital in Ottawa. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. So first of all, what is Take the Capital?
Take the Capital is an organizing effort that's been going on against the G8 when they're meeting this summer in Kananaskis, Alberta. And it's an anti-imperialist, anti-capitalist organizing effort for 2 days of actions on June 26th and 27th in Ottawa this summer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so why is this important, and what does the G8 exactly have to do with all of this?
Well, what the G8 has to do with this is that they are meeting this summer in Kananaskis, Alberta, in the foothills of the Rockies. And they are the Group of Eight, which is the heads of state of the 7 most industrialized countries of the world, and Russia. And Russia only meets for certain things that don't have to do with financial matters, since they are still getting financial assistance from the other 7 richest, most industrialized countries. So what's happening with Take the Capital is it is an organizing effort against the G8. And what it's doing, it is linking local issues that are happening in Ontario, in Quebec, in our communities here, with what the G8 and the leaders are pushing, like their corporate agenda, their imperialist agenda.
Mm-hmm. So the question is, obviously, I would imagine, then why not go to Alberta?
Mm-hmm. Well, part of the reason for that is not to go to Alberta is that of really questioning the concept of summit hopping, you know, of people who are here in our communities and things are happening here and spending a lot of money and a lot of effort to go miles and miles and miles away to Kananaskis, to another community. And part of the idea for this was that, you know, originally it was supposed to be in Ottawa, you know, that's what Christian had decided. Mm-hmm. But after the mass protests in Genoa in Italy and with the killing of a protester, Carlo Giuliani, the G8 and Christian decided, oh, we better have it in Kananaskis. We better hide away. So for Take the Capital, we're not hiding. You know, they're going to be creating their agenda, you know, in a resort, surrounded by golf courses, surrounded by, you know, woods, and we're going to be on the streets of Ottawa, where the G8 is running out of Canada every day. That's where our representation is running from. And we're going to fight that and disrupt it.
Mm-hmm. So what can people expect from Take the Capital? If you could just give our listeners a breakdown of the events, sort of.
Yeah, definitely. Well, something's happening in 2 weeks, or I guess a week and a half now. We're having a regional consulta, and we've been having regional consultas. We had one in February, and there's been a lot of organizing going on between Montreal, Quebec City, Ottawa, Toronto, Guelph, and many different cities throughout the Northeast region. And so we've been having these consulta meetings where people can voice their opinion and talk about what they want to see happening. And what people have decided to happen is to have 2 days of action, one on June 26th, that will be a day of decentralized direct action in downtown Ottawa. And there has been a scenario committee working on the exact details of how that's going to look. And they're setting up a framework for different groups to come in to bring their ideas for action so they can implement them in Ottawa that day.
Mm-hmm. Now, what does decentralized direct action mean exactly?
It means that people can come in groups. We've been talking to a lot of people. I was recently on a caravan that toured throughout Quebec and Ontario and a few of the northeastern states, and just talking to different groups about things that are affecting them, and a lot of things that are affecting them can be based in Ottawa. You know, like the Department of Justice, Department of Foreign Affairs, like the Department of National Defense. Make policies and things that do affect people on a local level. So people who are fighting things day to day in their day to day lives with other people to come bring that concern to Ottawa to see what action suits their needs and is effective, and to bring that to the first day, to June 26th. So decentralized is in the sense that different groups will work autonomously, will work on their own, do their action, but still be connected to the mass mobilization that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And on the second day is June 27th, and that is there's going to be a mass mobilization and a large march under the banner No One Is Illegal. And we've been building with many different groups throughout Ottawa and around the Northeast region to have this march and this action. And it's in solidarity with immigrant and refugee communities, indigenous struggles for self-determination, and all who have borne the brunt of economic and military imperialism. And we're really stressing that no one is illegal.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say in solidarity with, it kind of brings to mind the idea that the organizing group is standing in solidarity with because this is not something that affects them specifically, and I know that frequently that kind of charge gets laid at the feet of activists who organize, you know, quote unquote anti-globalization protests and actions. You know, does this does that kind of ring true, or is there a sense of diversity amongst the groups that are organizing for Take the Capitol?
Well, it's really interesting, like, what has been happening in Ottawa, and I think in other communities, the people that I've talked to, for the known as illegal march, that there's been a lot of making connections between struggles, you know, making connections between people who are working with Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights, or the SPHR, and many different universities that are dealing day-to-day with the effects of what's happening in Palestine, with their families or things, and talking to them and making the link of and hearing their links with against capitalism and imperialism and, like, colonialization, and really making the links and really talking to people to see what they're doing and really trying to work together to show that anti-globalization isn't one thing that's far away, that these, you know, activists in North America or in the West are doing, that people in Colombia are fighting against globalization every day. You know, people in Palestine are fighting against imperialism and capitalism and globalization. You know, that it all is the same, and it all is from the same forces, the neoliberal forces. The eight leaders that are meeting on the G8 are pushing these agendas everywhere and really making that connection. And that's been happening in meetings and in talking to many different groups throughout the community.
Mm-hmm. And you're asking for people who are coming to this event to bring some stuff with them, aren't you?
Yeah.
But not what the police expect people to be bringing.
No. Certainly.
And this is actually quite interesting. What do you mean when you ask people to bring 1,000 flags of resistance?
And kind of in what I was talking about before, the 1,000 flags of resistance is bringing, you know, anti-militarization, anti-imperialism, anti-war, pro-indigenous rights, like, bring all of the struggles that are happening in your community, with your community, in solidarity with communities, bring them to the march to show that they're all against capitalism, they're all against imperialism and colonialism.